Bluebell Ice Cream Liquor gets jail time, must pay $1,565 fine. By Amy Farr on March 5, 2020. The infamous Bluebell Ice Cream Liquor is going to jail for the crime he committed at a Walmart in Port Arthur, Texas, in August. Wednesday, County Court at Law Judge Terrence Holmes sentenced Adrian Laquin Anderson to jail for licking the contents of a Bluebell ice cream tub and placing it back on the store's shelf on August 19, according to the Port Arthur News. The report continued. Anderson's 180-day jail sentence was probated for 2 years. As a condition of probation, Anderson is required to pay a fine of $1,000 and restitution in the amount of $1,565 to Bluebell Creameries. Anderson is also required to complete 100 hours of community service. Holmes also ordered Anderson to serve 30 days in jail as a condition of probation beginning immediately. It reportedly cost the company $1,565 to replace all of the ice cream in the display case after the 24-year-old opened one of the tubs and put his tongue inside, KTXS reported. The viral video posted by Anderson showed him opening the carton and swirling his tongue around on the ice cream. Before placing it back on the shelf, he stuck two fingers inside, then licked them also. Happy National Soft Ice Cream Day LMAO hashtag viral, the Facebook post read. However, surveillance video later showed him returning to the case for the tub of ice cream and paying for it at the counter, according to Breitbart News. January 15, Anderson pleaded guilty to criminal mischief and asked the judge for probation. Following his initial release from jail, reporters asked him if he regretted the prank. "Yeah, of course I do," he replied. In a statement following the incident, the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office said officials treated it as much more than just a stunt because it caused public concern over the safety of consumer products and also hurt Bluebell financially. "This type of activity will not be tolerated." The Jefferson County District Attorney's Office and the Port Arthur Police Department want the public to know that such cases will be taken seriously and appropriate criminal charges will be filed, the statement concluded.